And we are going to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, peace, love and blessings. And welcome to Catch a Vibe right here on Pulse 95 Radio. Catch a Vibe is Pulse's first and only music dedicated radio show. In it, we humanize the artist. We get to know them on a human level. Of course, you're going to see them sing or perform. But the most important thing is to get to know them on a human level. And man, oh man, tonight's guest, ladies and gentlemen, I am having goosebumps just saying his name because it's a huge honor. He is from the lovely country of Iraq. He's a legend, incredible composer and qanun player. But I just had the pleasure to meet him personally right now. We've had the chats on Yalla Home before on Pulse 95. But what an incredible human being. And guess what? The music that you hear in the background, it's all him. So you are in for a treat tonight. All about music, the authenticity of music, and why is qanun as an instrument so important for us in the Arab region. Somebody who has music running in his family. His father, Hussein Qadouri, was obviously a musicologist that specialized in children's folk songs and rhythms. Our guest tonight is truly a legend in every single way. And what makes him remarkable is his talent, but also how he wants to impact the young generation and uplift us all through music. And I'm telling you, this is just scratching the surface. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and privilege to welcome the incredible Mr. Furat Hussein Qadouri. We're going to say assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you so much for the amazing introduction. Thank you, Hassan.
Wallahi, it's an honor, sir. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Pulse 95. Of course, Sharjah is your home. You've done so much for Sharjah and to Sharjah. I guess the first question is, take me back to the time where you realized you love music. What was it about music specifically, or qanun, or how'd you get introduced to music, obviously with the family?
Music or qanun?
Music.
Music, yeah. Music, it's in my blood since I born, because I born with a well-known family,
yeah,
of music in Baghdad. So started, of course, when I opened my eyes, immediately there is a music in my home.
Subhanallah. But take me, what sort of music? Give me names. What did you hear around the house?
You don't believe. My father, he used to wake up us in the morning to go to the school with opera music.
Opera?
Opera and classic. And he make the volume very loud just to wake up, guys, go to the school.
Opera?
in the morning. So this is when I'm telling you in the blood, it is in the blood. Mm. Because it's not the music, it's not only the passion. No, my legend, it's my father, to be honest. Mm. Because he learned me a lot. He makes me love the music. Mm. And also even my brother Qusay.
Yeah.
Qusay, God bless him. He's in Budapest Festival Orchestra, one of the great musicians. And by the way, Budapest Festival Orchestra, she won 4 times at the first orchestra in the world.
Wow.
So yeah, it's an honor to play there, Qusay. So the whole family of are musicians. Yeah, and I grew up in music and ballet school in Baghdad. So this is
crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, before I even ask you about the qanun, how was it back then with music? Because I always said this, our culture, as Arabs, is so filled with authenticity. And we have legends on our own. We don't need to look at the West. We have so much stuff with us. When you were, before the qanun, did you have this mentality as well? Like the passion for music?
Of course, Baghdad is different.
Yeah.
It's
cradle of civilization.
Yeah, starting from Ziryab, starting with whom you want to talk, about Ibrahim al-Musili, or about big names in Baghdad since like thousands.
Yeah. Impactful before. Names, yeah. Correct. I think the question I want to ask you is, when you were back then, when you got into music and before qanun, what did music mean to Furat?
Yeah. So I was, to be honest, I was in love with the pop music.
Pop music?
Very much. Jazz and pop. Jazz and pop. I, you know, and when I was like young, I've been in love with the starting, let's say, end of Bee Gees. Oh. And after Bee Gees, I start with immediately the 80s, like the Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie and this stuff.
So oh, I've my been, God.
Yeah. Top of the 10, it was always watching it and the videos. Do you remember the video
yeah.
cassette?
Yeah. That's crazy.
So I was in love with the pop. If I tell you about story with my Qanun, you will not believe it.
I can't wait. We're definitely. But what was it about pop and jazz that attracted you? What? Why did you like it?
Good question. So return to Qusay,
yeah.
my brother.
God bless.
Qusay, he used to have a band
okay.
called Journey.
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 Al-Rahla.
Al-Rahla,
okay. Okay.
Exactly. And they used to play in like in Nadi Said club, social club, of course, for the community of my area, like
nice.
In my Farij. There is nice. A Nadi, and they play here. They play in birthdays party. And so
amazing.
I was in love with the drums and this band and guitar.
Ya Allah.
And yeah, so I'm watching their rehearsals. So immediately I told you, when I opened my eyes, like my father, I remember my father, he has a khumasi, Funun al-Jamila, who are very famous musicians. Every Monday and Thursday, they rehearse in my home, in our home.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
They rehearse because they perform in, the TV, they
yeah,
perform
Allah.
In the concert.
Wow.
So, Qanun, cello, oud, and like big names like
yeah.
Rauh El Khamash, Ghanem Haddad, Salim Hussein, Al Amir, اللي يعزف مع Nadhm Al Ghazali, Qanun player. And this part and the other part, it's my brother.
Ya Allah.
And he's playing like
guitar, drums.
Yeah, Bee Gees stuff like that, you know. So
Subhanallah, it feels like you got the best of both worlds in a way.
Exactly.
So. And I think the question that everyone is looking forward to: how did Qanun come to Furat, or was it Furat that approached Qanun?
No. I fall in love with this instrument in Paris.
Paris.
In Paris, and you don't believe. After a while, like I was 17 years old, I start to learn this instrument when I was exactly 8 years.
Self-taught or?
No, my father, he pushing me.
God bless.
Just play this instrument. I told him, no, if I'm not going to go to the school if there is no drums there. I swear to God. Because music and ballet school was the very unique school.
Yeah.
The only school which is give the regular lessons like geography, riyadiyat, stuff
yeah,
like that
yeah.
till 12. After 12, 45 we start the music and
lessons.
All our teachers from Hungarian and Russian.
Wow.
Yeah, it's established by the government, one of the best school. So
and you wanted to play
drums. I thought in the school there is a drums. I'm okay. going. They cheating me. They take me to the school there. So he told me, okay, let's start with the violin.
Okay.
And then I said, no, I want the drums. Anyway, he pushed me. You
God
know,
bless.
The father.
Yes.
So when I grow up in Paris, I haven't. Okay. I played a lot, and I was good in music, like playing, practicing, doing my duty only in Qanun.
Technically, you were good.
Yes, exactly. But there is no spirit.
Ya Allah.
There is no love at all, I swear. There is no love. Until one... This is real story, I swear.
Bless you.
This one lady, after one... We played in Paris. We went to Majma' al-Thaqafi al-Arabi in Paris.
The cultural Paris.
Yeah. Me and my father, we were a huge band. It's called Al-Bayarak.
Al-Bayarak.
Al-Bayarak, yeah. All of them in Al-Bayarak, by the way.
Allah.
Big names like Omar Bashir, all the good musicians there.
This is crazy.
Yeah. So we went there, we played there. One old lady, after my concert, she came, she did like, in my instrument, exactly like that. And she told me, wow, and she started to speak in French. I didn't know. I start to feel those people, how much passion they have in our culture, and we don't believe in our culture.
Ya Allah, you gave me goosebumps. Ya Allah. What a statement. I was waiting to see and understand. Allah yahmeek. So subhanAllah, what made you love the qanun is you realize people, specifically maybe Western people, loved our culture as Arabs from this instrument, and that's why you loved it.
Exactly.
Ya Allah. and until this day, obviously, you love it.
Yes.
Do you realize how big the statement is? When did this happen? What year did this happen?
This was 1988.
And do you remember exactly how you felt?
Yes, exactly.
This is what it changed you after.
Yeah.
So a day after that, what happened to Furat? You start loving it?
Very much.
Ya Allah.
I start to put all my songs, what I love, and play it in qanun. Immediately, I changed the direction.
Yeah.
And by the way, I forgot to tell you. When we was very young, me and my brother, like 6 and 7, 8 years, we used to play in my home. Okay. Me and my Qusay and my cousin, we put jidriya, tanjara.
Yeah, yeah.
I play drums.
No
in
way.
This. I swear to God. Oh, my brother, we sing all the songs of Ilham Matfa, if
no
you know.
Way, of course, the, yeah. Legend.
Chantal ala. I'm playing. So. Everything about drums.
Mr. Farad, do you have any videos of these or no?
No, unfortunately, this was in the 70s.
Ya Allah, this is crazy. Mr. Farad, when you look back at these times and all these stories, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you look back and remember these times?
My father. Mm. Yeah, of course, because without him, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, my father, he was everything for me.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, God bless his soul.
I mean, if you'd want to describe Mr. Hussain Qadouri in one word, what would it be?
I told you, the legend.
The legend.
The legend. Yeah. For me, he's the legend. You know, all of those people like Kadhim Saher, Nasir Shamma, every single famous in Baghdad, he signed his in their... he was the director of Music Institute of Baghdad. Yani. And he
made an impact on
a lot of
people.
Yeah, and he was the in 1979.
Okay. Yeah.
He established the department of music department in the Music Institute. Institute of Iraq. So from that time, he established all his, he start with the first generation.
Correct.
And then second generation. And then he moved to lead the Institute of Maqam, which is where I studied the first. And after the school, after music and ballet school.
SubhanAllah.
So he has many students, thousands of students.
I mean, I would say...
I was one of his students.
You're blessed. I mean, I would say there's an old Bedouin saying that says, "Al-insan alladhi la athara lahu la hayata lahu." A human being with no impact has no life. And I think with you and your dad's case and even your brothers, you've made so much impact generally. Exactly. But ladies and gentlemen, see, this is the first segment and we're already... Oh my God. We want to take a short break. But Mr. Farad, you hear this song?
Yeah.
This is one of yours. Dajlat al-Khair.
Dajlat al-Khair.
Right? This is from the album, of course, Jazz Baghdadi. Can you tell me a little bit about this song? Is there anything special about this?
Yes.
We're going to play the full version right now. But what can you tell me about this?
This is... see, Dajlat al-Khair, it's all about Baghdad.
Mm.
It's all about Baghdad, and it's Al-Jawahiri, one of the famous poetry in Baghdad.
Yeah,
Al-Jawahiri, he has Dajlat al-Khair.
Yeah.
So I take the inspiration of his poetry to this music
but
Baghdad.
Yeah, I mean, with you, it's all a journey. Every single song is like a journey.
It is.
Which is beautiful. Like,
it is.
So let's hear the full version, ladies and gentlemen, of Digital Khair. Of course, we have the legendary, the incredible Furat Qadouri, who is just incredible as a human being and what he was able to do. Very, very talented and real humble. I'm so, so honored that he's with us today. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be right back right here on Catch a Vibe, right here on Pulse 95 Radio.
Catch a Vibe with Big Hass, only on Pulse. Pulse 95.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we are back right here on Catch a Vibe. And what a legendary moment for me personally. Definitely already a highlight in my book, you know, in terms of one of my favorite episodes. And we've just scratching the surface. I am with the incredible Qanun player, musician, the amazing Furat Hussein Qadouri, who is from Baghdad. Shout out to Baghdad. Shout out to Iraq for producing someone like that. Shout out to Hussein Qadouri, his father, for instilling all these beautiful emotions and inspiring him to be one of the best. Seriously, just spending time with him off air, ladies and gentlemen, has been an honor. And with that, we're going to hear him perform a little bit of the Iraqi maqam. Right, Mr. Furat?
Yes, a little bit of Lami.
Maqam al-Lami. We cannot wait. So I'm going to put the music down. And of course, please go follow him, support him. He's on streaming services, platforms. Furat Qadouri, go follow him. I'm going to put the music down right now. And whenever you're ready, sir, take it away. Ladies and gentlemen, Furat Qadouri right here on Pulse 95 Radio. Catch a Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, this was beautiful. Furat Qadouri, wow. Furat, we're going to take a short break, but I want to play Noor Ayouni right now on the radio. And I don't know if people can hear you, but can you tell me a little bit about Noor Ayouni? Because I know that it means a lot to you.
That's, of course, Noor Ayouni, my wife, Zoujti. Yeah. It's for her.
It's for her.
Yeah, it's the album is from Baghdadi Jazz.
Yeah.
it's talking about the beauty of the ladies of Baghdad.
Ya Allah.
So Filfil Ubhar was the lady who's, she always jealous and she always like, yeah. You know.
I hear you.
Also Khatun.
Khatun.
يعني الكبار lady.
Okay.
Like,
you're describing the diverse ladies of Baghdad.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Nur Ayuni and all this stuff, it's from
amazing.
For the ladies. All about the ladies.
Amazing, all about the ladies.
It's not only for my wife. This song is for my wife, especially. I dedicate it to her because she's everything for me.
Bless.
But I mean, this album's for all the ladies.
Subhanallah, amazing. Let's hear, ladies and gentlemen, right now, Nur Ayuni for the incredible Furat Qaduri, of course, from the album Jazz Baghdadi. I am so blessed to have someone like him right here in the studio. You do not understand. It's beautiful. We're going to be right back having more conversations and more music as well. Keep a luck, Pulse 95 Radio.
Catch a vibe with Big Hass, only on Pulse. Pulse 95. Pulse.
Catch a vibe, ladies and gentlemen, only on Pulse 95 Radio. And you've been hearing a lot of Qanun today. We have a special guest in the building. His name is Furat Hussein Qaduri, an incredible musician, Qanun player, an amazing human being. Mr. Furat, when we talk about the Qanun, and as I see you play the Qanun and tune it and just have a conversation with it, what does the Qanun at this stage of your life mean to you?
Of course, it's everything for me. Like I'm saying, it's my second wife for my friends.
Bless.
Because he spent too much time with me, to be honest. He spent too much time. We travel a lot
together.
I really love this this instrument. I really love it because we travel a lot all around the world.
Yeah.
You can't imagine. When I'm saying all around the world, yes.
All around the world.
All
Subhanallah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
So it means everything to me because, you know, even in my office when I work, daily work, I have like 8 to 10 hours working with my students, with my music. Always, the Qanun, it's on the same ship. On the stand, here opposite me.
Really?
I swear.
Amazing.
Here, always here. So working, playing. Working, playing.
Crazy.
Yeah, I have to. Otherwise, I'm not going to survive because, you know, when you lead academy, music academy, and you have staff, you have teachers. We are all doing music, only music. But the management it's a big difference.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I give more time to my instrument.
I love that.
Like when I give more time to my wife, to my family.
Of course.
It's part of my family.
Yeah.
I can say that. It is part of my family.
I mean, I feel I can talk to you for hours, but I want to ask you a question. Okay, sorry for the ignorance here, but when it comes to Qanun, a lot of people might think Qanun is this obviously very old instrument that is one-dimensional. I feel with you, with the Baghdadi jazz, with everything that you're doing, you've kind of opened a new dimension for Qanun. Is that right?
Exactly.
So how did you do that? And what inspired you to take a very, very old, authentic instrument and kind of give it another dimension?
This is what I told you at the beginning.
Mm.
What I loved from music, it's like the jazz and the pop.
So you brought it to the Qanun.
Exactly. And to be honest, the correct answer for this question, I was thinking because the Qanun was always in the middle of the Arabic orchestra and always the singer opposite exactly the Qanun. And it's not showing perfectly unless if there is many cameras. And always the Qanun behind the scene, behind the singers. So I was thinking, why the Qanun always like? Qanun should be leader, like the singer.
Ya Allah.
Kalthum, if you see him, Kalthum, always the Qanun is behind.
It's behind.
The oud is behind.
Yeah.
This is normal.
Correct.
I know it's normal. But why not? Why we don't let the Qanun
Have the highlights.
The highlight.
Ya
exactly.
Allah.
So this is the point why. And I give, we can say in Arabic, وضعت القانون في طبق مختلف عن الطبق المعتاد.
Yeah, you give it a diff. I love that.
Yes.
But yeah, but was that, Mr. Farad, was that challenging?
Of course.
Because you're going against culture, tradition,
of course,
thinking.
All my experience, I took it from because I lived in Europe many years. Mm. So I came, I left Baghdad, I was too young.
Yeah,
so I went to Europe, I played with many jazz festivals, many jazz bands, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Classical bands. I played in many, many festivals in Europe during my my stays.
Your stay there,
in Belgium, in Brussels, in Germany, and even in Latin America.
Wow.
I stayed there. So this is what I have from albums. It comes from all this experience.
I think what's fascinating about your story is, again, correct me if I'm wrong, is this information right? There's in an orchestra, there's only one qanun player always.
Yes, it is correct.
Okay.
But sometimes, like Al-Bayarak, what I told
yes.
you, we were four qanun, eight oud.
That was a special band.
Rababa, Jose,
yeah, oh
four, nai, four. So it was a big orchestra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like when they call it Philharmony.
Yes.
Yeah, the Philharmony is 100 musicians in the symphony orchestra. The Philharmony, it's 100 music.
Wow.
So musicians. So there is a chamber music,
correct.
Quartet, chamber music, ensemble,
yeah.
Orchestra, and then symphony, which is the Philharmony.
Wow.
So in Arabic way, orchestra, they always have one
qanun player.
Mm.
When I heard this information, I thought it's very interesting.
Mm.
Like there's only one qanun player. There's
yes.
no two in an orchestra.
No. Because I'm sorry.
No.
It's in the Arabic orchestra. There is a violin, like five violins, six
yes,
violins.
That's what I mean.
And one nai, one qanun, because the solos, the infiradiyat, the solos for the songs, it comes from the nai and qanun. So they don't need to put two qanun.
I get
three,
it.
Three, nine, yeah.
But that gives not pressure. There's a lot of responsibility on the qanun player.
Of course, of course.
And which leads me to I know you've performed in so many places. Do you ever get nervous? Like,
to be honest, no.
Okay.
But if when I play my music, to start, yes,
you're
and then
skeptical.
No,
yeah.
But when I play with the orchestra.
Yeah.
Or with the other big band, no, I have to focus
mm-hmm.
because I have to be on time with the score. I cannot play something else,
yeah.
like just follow the notes.
Yeah.
You know?
Before we take a break, Baghdad, what does it mean to you?
You know, when you say Baghdad, it's you, like... What your mother's...
Ya Allah, I get it.
What your mother... اشتعني لك أمك.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah. What does your mom mean
what
to you?
What does your yeah, mom yeah. mean to you?
Ya Allah.
Yeah, exactly. It's my mother.
Hmm.
So...
But
I don't want to be in talking in this subject, but to be honest, I lost my father and my mother when I wasn't in Baghdad, so both of them they died, and even for me, Baghdad.
God rest you.
So I was always traveling. I left Baghdad since almost 28 years, almost 30 years.
Mm.
So Baghdad, yeah.
I can see it in your eyes.
Not in only in my eyes.
Bless you,
Habibi. Every single music I composed and I played, it's for Baghdad.
Ya Allah.
The Hanging Gardens, the Spirit Calls, Baghdadi Jazz. Always the people, they ask me, why you always put Baghdad or Iraq or Maqam? Why you always use the Maqam, Iraqi Maqam in your music?
It's you.
It's me. Without this, I can't play. I can't play.
But Mr. Farah, can I tell you something? Look, as an Arab myself, and I'm sorry I got you emotional.
No.
But as an Arab myself, Baghdad means something. Iraq, the cradle of civilization. For us as Arabs, when we even say the word Baghdad, there's a lot. So I'm so honored. And I'm going to tell you something else. You are really carrying Baghdad on your shoulder and moving with it. Because when you get introduced, how do people introduce you?
Yes.
This is Furat Hussein Qadouri from Baghdad,
from
Iraq.
Baghdad. With my other citizen, I've never present myself as I'm German.
Mm.
Since more than 20 years, I'm a German. But I've never say that.
Wow.
In the concert. No. Whenever I go, I present the Iraq. Even when I had the badge, I put Baghdad.
Baghdad.
Ya
Allah.
So, of course.
It's crazy just knowing you for the last 40 minutes when we were talking and hearing you play and then you saying this, what Baghdad means to you. I think a lot of young artists need to learn that, because I feel right now with the age of social media, sir, people are forgetting this cultural element of it. What would you say for you? Did the Qanun help you love Baghdad more even?
Totally. Of course. Absolutely. And because every single tone I played, I feel Baghdad.
Ya Allah.
Wallah mu mujamala. I swear to God.
This should be a poetry right now. Poetry.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. We have someone who is just really impacting me personally right now. I am a different man. It's incredible. Mr. Farad, what do you think we can play right now for the view? I feel like we can play the new Baghdad. Is this the one that you've done?
This is for the new age.
Tell me about
Baghdad. This is for the new age of Baghdad. The new youngs.
Because
I put the maqam and fog al nakhl in this music in a different way. Just to tell the people, let's go, guys.
But
let's
this was,
work.
100%. This was done specially for a space in Baghdad?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
They invited me last year.
Okay.
In Hawa Baghdad. It was a festival for 3 days. All of them, they are very young. They loved my music, so I made this music for them.
Wow.
And it was a beautiful concert.
And you can see, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a flip. We're going to play the full version right now. Just incredible. This is actually called A New Baghdad. Incredible. We're going to be right back. We are with Furat Hussein Qadouri. Just incredible, incredible. Catch a vibe. Pulse 95 Radio. Do not go anywhere.
Catch a vibe with Big Hass, only on Pulse. Pulse 95.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, right here, Pulse 95 Radio, Catch a Vibe, which has been proven to be one legendary show for me personally, of the many things, because I have with me the incredible Farad Qadouri, who is just an incredible musician, qanun player. But I think, most importantly, what a human being. Just the story, his passion is inspiring. I don't need to understand music, study music, to understand his passion. I really love it. And he's been so humble and so generous. It's been incredible to get to know him. Mr. Farad, again, we want to say thank you. What will you perform for us right now? Is it Dima from The Hanging Garden?
Yes, Dima, Al-Ghaym Al-Wardi.
Al-Ghaym Al-Wardi. And please, ladies and gentlemen, all the music that you hear, especially from the one that he's playing, is available on streaming. Go support him, because this is how an artist, every time you stream, artist gets benefit, by the way. So it's really important to show love and support. So I'm going to put the music down. This is his music as well that you can hear in the background. I'm going to put the music down. Mr. Farad Qadouri, whenever you're ready, take it away, sir.
I'm ready. Just let them love the music.
Facts.
It's not the most important that they follow me or they give me any, they will not give me any benefits when they will hear my music. I just want them to love the music.
To get impacted.
Exactly.
100%. See, ladies and gentlemen, what an amazing human being.
So let me do some improvisation.
Let's go.
Maqam Hujaz and Shway and Sawi.
I'd love that.
And then we will start. We'll play it.
I'd love that. Whenever you're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Farad Qadouri from Baghdad to Sharjah to the world, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away, sir. Thank you. رايح مين. Oh my God. Oh my God. We need a big break after this. This was, thank you so much. I'm going to give you another round of applause. Amazing. MashaAllah alaik. I'm actually going to play Hilal al-Eid, Mr. Farad. I'm going to play Hilal al-Eid right now. We're going to take a break.
Joy is here.
Yes, we're going to play this right now on the radio. We're going to be right back, obviously, for more conversation with the incredible Farad Hussain Qadouri, of course, from Baghdad to Sharqa to the world. What an incredible musician. Keep it locked. We will be right back.
Catch a vibe with Big Hass only on Pulse. Pulse 95. Pulse.
Catch a vibe, ladies and gentlemen, on Pulse 95 Radio. And you're hearing, obviously, the tunes of the incredible Farad Hussain Qadouri, who is my guest tonight. We are in our last segment. And what can I say? I got introduced to him. And then this is the first time we meet. I became a fan because he inspired my heart. Why? Because I'm somebody, Mr. Farad, that believes in our Arabic culture and in Arabic authenticity. We have so much richness. عندنا غنى.
Exactly.
And I don't need to go outside our Arab region to get inspired. I want inspired by people like you, who are Arabs, who are from here. You've done so much, mashallah, been part of many festivals, and you've curated many festivals. Take me through. How does it feel when you create a festival or put it together, or like a music academy or something related to music? Take me through that, Farad Qadouri, who is passionate about showcasing the music to the world.
Yeah. Actually, I love to, to be honest, I love working in music industry.
Yes. Mm.
Very, very, very much.
It's shown.
It's my passion. Like, I'm very active, wake up very early morning every day, you can't Amazing. imagine, and I sleep early.
Really? We kept you up today.
Yeah. So after I established Farad Qadouri Music Center in Al Qasbah.
When was this established?
That was in 2012.
Mm.
Okay, this is my first. I was a freelance musician in UAE.
Yeah.
Between here and Europe, because I came from there, and most of my concerts and my schedule is there. But when I came here, I came to play in Dubai Jazz Festival, by the way. They invited me to play. Yeah. So I love the city. I love... and then one of my friends invite me to see Al Qasbah.
Okay.
This is story. Listen, Yalla. Hassan. I came to this area. Al Qasbah was... Yeah. This was in 2006 exactly.
Okay.
And they made a small concert with European people, and they invited me. I said... Here, I want to establish the music school.
What was it about the space that you loved? Like, what was it?
The theater, actually? Man. Mm. The channel, the water, channel water, and the people, restaurants.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. Al Qasbah, it was an amazing place.
And Mr. Farah, it happened on the spot, you decided?
I swear, on the spot. On the spot. So... I decide, but it takes time, of course. I didn't open it immediately because I need money, I need the sponsor,
and the funding.
Funding, exactly.
But the idea was sparked on the spot.
Yeah, so year after year, when I came many times here, I start to play here and do some lectures, do a teaching.
Yeah.
And then I opened the first school there. From that school, this all... was supported by, to be honest, by Shuruq.
Wow.
And the first person who supported me, Sheikh Abidur. God bless her.
Oh, wow.
God bless her.
Big round of applause.
Yes.
For her.
Wow. She.
We have to give her both of you a big round of applause.
Yes. This.
That's amazing.
She's my sister.
Ya Allah.
She supported me a lot. And she loved my music. She loved the idea of the music center. And we start to establish the music center, which is the school with the ballet concerts. After 2 years, I told her, Sheikha, we need to do music festival here in Sharjah. She said, Farad, Go ahead.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, and they have more than 6 venues. You know, Wajihat al-Majaz, all the Heart of Sharjah, and the Flag Island.
The Flag Island.
And the Big Theater. And we did amazing concerts.
Yeah,
like
Allah.
Many, many concerts. 9 days every festivals, Sharjah World Music Festivals.
Yeah.
So we had
But
that.
SubhanAllah, your knowledge is to go back to the school, it was something that you fell in love with as well, ballet, right? You got
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
What did that mean to you, the fact that you have your own school right now?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, this comes all from my first dream. I told you when we were off.
Yeah, off air.
Everything, trust me, this is for every young people. Everything I dreamed, it became true.
SubhanAllah.
Everything. I dreamed I have a school.
You have it.
I put target to get the school. I dream I have a festival. Now I have 3 festivals.
Ya Allah.
I dream to play in the whole world.
You did.
I did. Everything. I'm grateful to follow.
Alhamdulillah. But mashallah, you've accomplished so much, and just going through your kind of biography, it's crazy. After all these, what's something missing? Is there anything missing from Furat Quduri's heart?
It's not missing, but you know, there is no appreciation for the music.
Yeah, now. Mm.
For the music, not for my achievement, what I did in school and festival. No, not this stuff, not in the music industry. I'm talking about my music. And because always I get the appreciation from Europe. I'm always playing in Europe, in other cities.
Festivals in Latin America or
yes,
Europe.
Yes, 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 everywhere. But here, in UAE, in Iraq, in most of the Arab countries, except Egypt, of course, and Morocco, because I play every year in Egypt. There is no appreciation for, not for Furat.
Yes,
no,
yes.
I'm talking about the
music.
Music. Al-musiqa al-aliyya al-sarfa.
Mr. Furat, how do we fix that? Like, what's the best way to fix it?
This is hard. We don't have the music culture. We have a singing culture. This is the point. The Arab people love the singing culture. They don't have any knowledge about my music. Even some people, they call, you play piano very well. Or some people, you play oud very well, Mr. Furat. What? Why play oud? So no, they don't have knowledge. This is
knowledge
culture.
And
it's culture.
Culture and also, yeah. Can I push more on this question a little bit? Because I think, okay, so how do we create this culture? Because we have the content we have. We have
we have the content.
So how come there's no culture? Is it schools? Is it what where do we start? And
we
he's
already,
giving me already
we
a
already
smack.
Start with Ruba Qarani
Perfect.
Music.
I know, yeah. And of course
we already start in to establish. Now we have in the academy or Ruba Qarani Music, we have more than 350 local
Mashallah.
Local from Sharjah.
Yeah.
Not Syrian, not Iraqi people, local. So this is how to establish the people, how to make them love the music. You have to start with the school. When they born, they have to listen. They have to get instruments. This is the
music
culture.
And obviously,
theater.
Theater.
Hassan, theater.
Yeah. Theater, we have the Sharjah Performing Arts and Academy.
And theater, it's not to bring, I'm sorry, theater not to bring singers from Europe, like the famous singer from Europe. No. We need to present the music.
Yeah.
Our culture, our classical music. Some people, like young people, they play like, not Furat Quduri, I mean, even the talent youngs.
Yeah.
We have to showcase them.
I love that you say that. Like, seriously, I love it. There is an area or a theater in Masr called Sa'it al-Sawi, is it?
Yes, it's famous
for that. It's made for that. All the big, I think, right. Like, it's we need to create this culture. And it starts, like you said, with schools. Start, like, you know, obviously with places like Ruba Qarani, which is obviously you're the executive director of Ruba Qarani Music over there. And which has just been amazing to watch and to see it, how it is growing. towards the end, Mr. Farad, this is crazy. I feel like we're just even scratching the surface. When you're performing not in the Arab region, what's the first thing that comes to your to your mind?
Why I'm not playing in Baghdad? Always I'm asking Mike this question. Why I'm not playing in Baghdad? You know, I'm handling the flag of Iraq and all around the world, and there is no appreciation.
I think I've interviewed a lot of musicians, and it's the same thing even for Arab artists who sing in English. There's this word, no appreciation. What's the best way to do it? Because for us in the Arab region, we only start appreciating when you make it outside in the West, when you're famous in the West.
Yeah, we start appreciating more.
So obviously, you know, this is a culture that needs to grow with schools. I think it's also a way of thinking. And I hope through this interview, maybe they will, you know, I can't answer you why. I just think it's a cultural thing.
It needs time.
It needs time.
In Arab Gulf, the music culture, to be honest, it's very weak.
Yeah.
It's very weak. Mm. You know, many things like haram, aib, many stuff like, no, what are you doing? Go be engineer or doctor.
Yes.
We don't have only these two stuff, engineering or doctor.
Any Arab parent right now, any Arab artist understands.
They don't have nothing like my son.
Yeah, Allah.
And if, by the way, this music
this
track
one,
in
yeah.
Dubai Fountain, this
yeah,
is
yeah.
the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, incredible. You can listen, that, guys, to this music.
The Ishtar poetry.
Yeah, Ishtar poetry, Ghazal Ishtar. You know, now the families, Arab families, it's like if they have piano, it's just decoration.
Aesthetic,
and
yes,
aesthetic,
correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
And they call their son, can you, Hisham, play this song? See, he's playing piano. He just do this, just to show
case, to show off.
To show off, exactly. There is no culture, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there is no culture.
And I think this is a big statement. And I think it's talking to you off air, I think you are dreaming of creating something, and hopefully that happens, and definitely wishing you all the best. But to go back to end it, out of all the albums and the songs that you personally produced, what's the one that is the most dear to your heart? And I know it's a tough question, but if someone would ask you, Farad Qadouri, you have one song to play to the world, 8 billion people to the world would listen to it, right? The whole earth. What song would you choose?
Hikayat Semiramis, Semiramis story.
Semiramis story.
Yes, because I made this track in Hanging Gardens. I made it to be, yes, this is the one.
Tell me more about it.
This is the introduction of Babel Festival, Babylon Festival. Mahrajan Babel Duwali. This Babylon, the city of Babel, it has amazing theater. So the story, it comes like you hold the queen and walking there through the... through the city, you know, and this music comes from Babylon.
From there. It's crazy that you chose that. You didn't even think about it. You said this is the one.
Yeah, this is the one.
Wow.
Listen to the melody.
Man.
Yeah.
What? As we're listening to this, I think we can also play it afterwards. What's the?
It's a music track.
It is. We're listening to it right now. Do you like listening to things you've created? Yes.
Sometimes,
and no.
No. Sometimes, yes, I miss. Yeah. But even if you tell me, go watch yourself in the concert, I said, no, I don't want to watch myself. I don't know why.
It's, I think the conversation with you has really inspired me personally. It's uplifted my mind. And
this is the melody. Babylon.
Ah. You see, if you're watching on YouTube right now, you can see his face. You can actually see his face. He's filled with passion, filled with hunger. My last couple of questions to you, Mr. Farhat Hussein Qadouri, do you ever get scared of losing passion on playing the qanun?
No.
Never, huh?
Never.
It's not going to happen.
Never.
Do you have any regrets?
Yes. I left my country. Yeah, to be honest, always. Now, in my age, I was so proud when I left it, you know. I was so proud. Yes, I'm going to be in Europe. I will be the best musician in the world. Oh, my God. I did everything. But always I said, why I did not this in my country? Why I left Baghdad? Mm. It's not, you know, the situation is the
I get problem. It.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, this is
bad. I want to say thank you and sorry because I feel I got you emotional as well. Yeah. Like I'm
we just start now.
I know, yeah. we just started. It's just, no, seriously, yeah, this is the part.
This is Wasim Faris, big composer and a big singer, but he don't sing. He's one of my best friends. Listen to his voice.
Shout out to Wasim Faris.
Yeah.
Ya Allah. I want to talk about the process of Farhat Qadouri. What's the process when you want to do something new, compose something new? What is, you have a certain process or you look at the qanun and you have a conversation with it?
No. With a new technology, I immediately record it in my like a dandana. La, 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 la. I just record, and then I go. If I'm driving or if I'm somewhere, sometimes Hassan, you can't imagine
in the
sometimes
weirdest places.
In the mall, and it's very noisy, and the melody comes
in. Yeah. Subhanallah.
Listen to Wasim, please.
Oh.
يا زين الأوصاف يا الغيرك فلا بخاطري
يا الله
مفتون بمحاسنك لا تكسر بخاطري
لا تكسر بخاطري يا الله what you inspire a lot of people for sure whether it's students people you know fans teachers you know people who inspires Farhat Qadouri Ya Allah.
When I started, I took many things from the legend of Oud, Munir Bashir, to be honest. Because, this guy, when he play Oud, he's a Sufi, guys.
Yeah.
He's playing like the Sufi people. I'm telling you how. Can I give you an example?
Yes, would love to. Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, this is crazy. Okay. We're doing this, of course, live. We are with, of course, Farhat Hussein Qadouri, who, like I said, just an incredible human being, somebody with a lot of passion. And he is just going to show us right now, you know, live.
So,
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm with you.
Something is many people they don't know
about
the music. Like when you play, the continuous in the music, it makes you boring or
correct.
It's like the monotone.
Yes.
So this guy, when he do the taqasim, he
grabbed your attention.
Exactly, immediately, because there is a samt in the music. It's very sukoon or some
important,
very important. Like, I steal it from this
Thank
legend.
Thank you so much for telling it. This is crazy. You got it from him.
Yeah, and not only this, the way how he playing, but like he's, wow. How to say in English, يبحر بالمقام. He swim in the maqams.
Yes.
He swim in the whole maqams and go to Hujaz and yeah, and wow. Usually when you play in qanun, I want you to put some solo qanun. Qanun bayn al-nahrayn.
Yes, let's do that. Yes. Okay.
Usually when you play one instrument with one without orchestration, it will be for the people, it will be like a bit boring.
Correct.
You know, but he's keeping taqasim. Yeah, what's the next? Mm. With this legend, if you listen to Munir Bashir, you will never get bored.
That's crazy. Obviously, I am with, which song do you want?
Anyone. The first one, anyone.
Yeah, let's see that. So.
Exactly. By the way, this was in 1999.
Ya Allah.
Recorded in Jordan. This is my first album.
Yeah, this is the first album.
This is the first album.
Is
1997, sorry. 1997.
It says 1997.
Yes.
First of January as well.
Yes.
Is this you on the cover?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I'm wearing Sidara.
Yeah.
Hadi. Yeah. This one, the Iraqi musicians, old Jewish Iraqi musicians, they wear it.
Yeah. Wow.
All the musicians, the Jewish, they start the maqam, Iraqi maqam.
This one.
Yeah.
They would wear it.
Yeah. Even not only the Jewish, the Muslim, but all the maqam started. The singer, he was the Muslim, and the musicians was the Jewish.
Wow.
Yeah. This is the history. We cannot say.
Wow.
Yeah.
But see what you just told us right now with the pause with that. So you got this from
Pulse.
Yeah, Pulse. Pulse. Mr. Farad, I don't know what to say. I mean, towards the end, I'm just really thankful for your time. Any last words? You'd like to say to anybody listening in?
Yes. Put your target and follow your target. Never give up. Again, I did all my dreams became true because I always put the first concert, after the first concert, the festival. After the festival, I have to do school. After the school, what I have, so always, never give up. I'm not saying that like to give advice. No. You have to do it by yourself.
100%.
You will not sit and they will tell you, come, we have concert, or come play this instrument, or come do for us. No, do it by yourself.
But can I tell you something?
Yes,
Mr. Farah. We've been speaking for an hour plus right now. And I can tell you why your dream came true. You want to know why?
Why?
And I know why. Because you've always carried your culture with you. That's why. When I asked you all these questions, you referred to Baghdad.
Yes.
Well, I asked you about your father, right? Your brother. You never forget where you came from. That's why when you put good intentions in what you're doing, you will reach. So I agree with what you're saying. I respect it. But even if you put the goals with no good intentions,
of course,
you're not going to reach.
Of course.
In this interview, everybody listening, they can see it in your eyes that you love Baghdad. You love your country. You love your culture. You love this.
Exactly, yeah.
So in my humble opinion, I think this is why you made it.
Thank you.
Know?
You. Yeah.
So Allah yahmeek.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy.
What can people expect, from Farad Qaduri in the next, let's say, until the end of the year right now? Obviously, you're working with Ruba Qarin, and we cannot wait to talk more. But Farad Qaduri, what can we expect from now till the end of the year?
I'm working now on the new album.
New album.
Yeah, new
okay.
album. You know, so I don't know how it will be because, different age, different generation, different time, different... Because I focus a lot about Ruba Qarin music.
Yeah. This new album, what will be the difference of this new album?
I can't say.
Okay, okay.
Because every time it comes a new idea and then I change the idea.
Okay, okay.
So...
you're just there. Okay.
They will listen. And
does it have a theme at least? Is there a theme or no, not yet?
Yes, there is, of course. Okay. There is a direction, there is a theme. Yeah. But I'm working since the pandemic. I start to work.
Wow.
It was a good time to compose.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people start working in pandemic.
Yeah. And but still I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Always. Go ahead.
The song has co-play madhab. Like the song, when you do melody for a song, it's very easy, but the music is very hard. It should touching everyone.
Ya Allah.
It should be touching them. The song, the words touching the people before the melody, because they don't think what is the melody always. Fulan. Right? So the words, but my words here
is the Ya Allah.
Words here. Yeah. So it's not easy to compose.
I love it. I love your passion.
I just want to say something.
Sure.
For the Sharjah people.
Yeah.
Please come and visit Rubu' Qurani Music.
Ya Allah.
Please.
Of course.
Mughader. Please come and see this beautiful place and come and learn music. Yeah. Please.
I mean, you just finished, obviously, the music festival there. Yeah. I can't wait for next year's edition. I definitely want to be involved. I want to be there. Oh,
yeah.
But Allah,
you're most welcome.
Like, seriously,
thank you
sir,
so much.
I want to say thank you because you really uplifted me.
We talk a lot, but
we did.
Yeah, you let me talk everything. Everything is here coming out.
Wallahi,
so I'm
did.
Sorry.
We did. Allah yahmik. We're actually going to finish with playing the full version of Going Away, which is, beautiful. Do we play Going Away or do we play the story
Going
of...
Going Away.
This one. Okay. Let's play that. What do you think? Up to you.
Samiramis?
Samiramis.
Yes, Samiramis. The full version of Samiramis.
We're going to play this one.
Yes, please.
We love you guys. We salute you. We'll catch you, obviously, in the new episode of Catch a Vibe. Follow Furat Qaduri. He's on Instagram. You're on Instagram,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Just, kind of Google it. You'll be able to find it. Follow Rubu' Qurn, incredible human being. Peace and love. Shout out to Baghdad. Akbar tahiyya li Baghdad. Peace. We love and we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salam.
Salam.